Suddenly, it was there. There wasn't time to blink or speak or get scared. Click Hathaway's camera was loaded, and he stood there, listening to it rack spin film between his fingers. And he knew he was getting a damn sweet picture of everything that was happening. The picture of Marnigan hunched huge over the control console, wrenching levers, jamming studs with freckled fists, and out in the dark of the forepart, there was space and a star sprinkling, and this meteor coming like blazing fury. Click Hathaway felt the ship move under him like a sensitive animal's skin, and then the meteor hit. It made a spiked fist and knocked the rear jets flat, and the ship spun like a cosmic merry-go-round. There was plenty of noise, too damned much. Hathaway only knew he was picked up and hurled against a lever bank, and that Marnigan wasn't long in following, swearing loud words. Click remembered hanging on to his camera and gritting to keep holding it. What a sweet shot that had been of the meteor. A sweeter one still of Marnigan beating hell out of the controls and keeping his words to himself until just now. It got quiet. It got so quiet you could almost hear the asteroids rushing up, cold, blue, and hard. You could hear your heart kicking a tom-tom between your sick stomach and your empty lungs. Stars, asteroids, revolved. Click grabbed Marnigan because he was the nearest thing and held on. He came hunting for a space raider, and you ended up cradled in a slab-sized Irishman's arms, diving at a hunk of metal death. What a fade-out.
"Irish," he heard himself say. "Is this it? Is this what?"
yelled Marnigan inside his helmet.
"Is this where the big producer yells, cut?"
Marnigan fumed.
"I'll die when I'm damned good and ready. And when I'm ready, I'll inform you, and you can picture me profile for Cosmic Films."
They both waited, thrust against the ship side and held by a hand of gravity, listening to each other's breathing hard in the earphones. The ship struck once. Bouncing, it struck again. It turned end over and stopped. Hathaway felt himself grabbed. He and Marnigan rattled around, human dice in a croupier's cup. The shell of the ship burst, air and energy flung out. Hathaway screamed the air out of his lungs, but his brain was thinking quick, crazy, unimportant things. The best scenes in life never reach film or an audience. Like this one, damn it, like this one. His brain spun, racketing like the instantaneous, flicking motions of his camera. Silence came and engulfed all the noise, ate it up and swallowed it. Hathaway shook his head, instinctively grabbed at the camera locked to his mid-belt. There was nothing but stars, twisted wreckage, cold that pierced through his vac suit, and silence. He wriggled out of the wreckage into that silence. He didn't know what he was doing until he found the camera in his fingers, as if it had grown there when he was born. He stood there thinking, "Well, I'll at least have a few good scenes on film. A hunk of metal teetered, fell with a crash. Marnigan elevated 7 feet of bellowing manhood from the wreck.
"Hold it!"
cracked Hathaway's high voice. Marnigan froze. The camera whirred.
"Low angle shot. Interplanetary patrolman emerges unscathed from asteroid crack-up. Swell stuff. I'll get a raise for this.
From the toe of my boot," snarled Marnigan brusquely. Oxen's shoulders flexed inside his vac suit.
"I might have died in there, and you nursing that film contraption."
Hathaway felt funny inside suddenly. "I never thought of that. Marnigan die? I just took it for granted you'd come through. You always have. Funny, but you don't think about dying. You try not to." Hathaway stared at his gloved hand, but the gloving was so thick and heavy, he couldn't tell if it was shaking.